Don Taylor is the president of Wasatch Trails Alliance. He says the foundation, now in its third year, is simply trying to mimic the success of Park City's Mountain Trails Foundation.
We're a non-motorized trail advocacy group in the Heber Valley area. You know, we're obviously funded with our just our membership. Everybody that signs up, that money goes to building and designing trails. We have a map of the Heber Valley, actually all of Wasatch County, and same thing. When you buy the map, we ask for a $10 donation, and that goes to trails.
Cinta Beyer, formerly of Snyderville Basin Recreation, has joined the organization, instituting a Founders 50 Club, which includes large organizations partnering with the Trails Alliance to get this fledgling group off the ground.
We're gaining quite a bit of support now with some corporate support. We just picked up Ultra Running Shoes. Colleen Logan, who's a local Park City resident, is supporting W2A, and so we're very excited about that. And we've got quite a list, some other Park City connections, our young riders. Obviously, Mountain Trails is supporting us very large in the Wild Trail Project. We've got, there's another nonprofit over in the valley, Friends of Wasatch Mountain State Park.
The main trail networks that melt out before the snow goes away in Park City are the Dutch Hollow Trails and the Riverview Trails. Many of these trails can be ridden now, says Taylor, beginning with Dutch Hollow, with about 20 miles of trails.
Dutch Hollow's in really great shape right now. A little bit of the Thousand Turns Trail, which is one of the upper kind of north-facing trails, is still a little wet and muddy in spots, and the Prospect Trail is probably the highest trail. It's got just a few patches of snow left that are easy to hike a bike over, and the rest of it's in great shape.
Other than the far-reaching trails on the backside, the Riverview Trails, which make up about a 20-mile network, can also be ridden now.
As you come down into the valley, there's a trailhead there at the Riverview Condos, right across from the Riverview Condos. If you turn up Highway 32 like you're heading back to Camas, there's a trailhead there. As you come on into town, UVU is very generously allowing us to park up in their upper parking lot behind the UVU campus.
Along with a group of strong volunteers and the help from Wasatch Mountain State Park, they've been able to develop more trails. Taylor says with the help also from developers, the Riverview Trail System could link into other yet-to-be-developed trail networks.
It goes clear up on top and connects over to Victory Ranch and Wolf Creek Ranch. And so we're working with those two entities, too, to try and connect up there with some trails. But they're supporting putting in a, you know, what they hope to be a world-class trail system on that piece of property.
In addition, instead of a Rails to Trails, a new Rails with Trail is on the wish list.
We actually got a grant from UDOT for $137,000 to do the preliminary engineering and feasibility study on a rail with trails, so there'll still be the active railroad line, but build a trail along that easement that goes from right in downtown Heber out to Soldier Hollow and the trail system at Soldier Hollow.
That's Don Taylor with the Wasatch Trails Alliance. He says that new trail should eventually connect with the Deer Creek Trail and eventually with the Provo River Trails. Finally, the combined effort with the Mountain Trails Foundation that will connect the Park City side with Heber Valley through the backside of Deer Valley, that's the WOW Trail, will be under construction beginning May 1st. They're looking for donations for matching funds grant and volunteers on trail days April 26th, May 10th, and 17th, as well as National Trails Day on June 7th. For more information, you can visit wasatchtrailsalliance.org. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.